Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries and fuqaha during the history of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have two very special guest speakers, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about Abdul Hussein Tehrani, mainly known as Sheikh al-Araghain, one of the most outstanding fuqaha of the 13th century Hijra. His struggles against Babiyat and Baha'iyat in Iraq was famous. His struggles for rebuilding the holy shrines of the infallible Imams in Iraq was also famous. Let's be more familiar with the early life of Sheikh al-Araghain or Abdul Hussein Tehrani. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Abdul Hussein Tehrani, known as Sheikh al-Araghain. By Araghain means Iran and Iraq, because at that time these two part of the Islamic world were called Araghain, yeah?
Yes.
So that's why he's called, actually he was Sheikh al-Iraq and Sheikh al-Iran, we can say it at that time.
Okay.
So he was born in 1222 and he died in 1286 in the holy shrine of Imam al-Jawad in Kadhimiya. Actually, he died in the Kadhimiya and was buried in Imam Hussein's holy shrine. So about the scholarly life of Sheikh al-Araghain, we can say that he learned the primary Islamic lessons in Iraq, and then he joined the classes or the classes of actually Sheikh Hassan al-Kashif al-Ghita, the son of Ja'far al-Kashif al-Ghita, that who is very well known scholar in the history of the Shia, particularly in the 13th century. So, and also he attended some of the lessons of Muhammad Hassan al-Najafi. And he was one of the students of Sahib Jawahir. These great scholars that we name,
yes,
each one of them are the one of the greatest scholars of Shia in the last centuries. And then actually Sheikh al-Araghain, then he came back to Tehran. He was there after getting his ijtihad from Najaf al-Ashraf. And then, of course, then he became one of the great and very influential figure in Iran at that time, as he was known as one of the Maraji of Iran at that time, at the time of Qajari kings Nasiruddin Shah.
That's right.
And yes, he had lots of, let's say, social and cultural activities.
He was a source of benefit, truly a source of benefit, building schools, building seminaries, finding the grave of Mukhtar, you know. Up until his time in Masjid al-Kufa, the exact place of the burial place of Mukhtar al-Saqafi was not known. But in a search and in a consultation with the son of Sayyid Bahrul Ulum, Sharif al-Reza, he could find it, you know. And all in all, his life was really fruitful. Let's talk a little bit about this aspect of his life, Sheikh Fadai, about the socio-cultural and socio-political life of Sheikh al-Araghain.
One of the interesting points in his life is that he had a good relationship with Iran and Iraq, these two nations.
Yes.
And not just the nation and people, but good relationship with the authorities of two nations. We can learn from this path of living his life that a real scholar is not the one who just learn and teach, because we believe that Islamic scholars are the preachers of Islam. Yes. And Islam is a socio-political religion. Yes. So we should be in contact with people. Mm-hmm. If I, as a scholar, stay in my home and just learn knowledge and teach it to other people without any relationship with people, so how can I guide this nation? How can I lead them to the correct path? With this good relationship, he could do a lot in his society. Because of that, he was known as Sheikh al-Araqain. If he hadn't this relationship with people and authorities, he couldn't have the power to do that, to affect people.
Yes.
And as we know, he opposed Babi and Baha'i.
Yes. These two important and deviated groups.
Yes. You know, at that time...
And what was them? I mean, what was Babi and what was Baha'i?
You know, at the beginning, there was a sect called Sheikhiyah.
Yes.
In that sect, they believe that after Imam Zaman, after Imam Mahdi, we should have someone instead of him, who is the means of faith and blessing by God. Of course, we believe in Naib Imam Zaman, Naib al-Khas, and Naib al-Khas, but not as they say.
Okay.
They believe that this one is someone like Imam.
So it is a Bab, it is a gate or door. Okay, that's right.
After the main sheikh of that Sheikhiyah sect was dead, someone called Muhammad Ali Muhammad Shirazi, he claimed that I am that Bab. I am the gate of Imam Zaman. Okay. If you want to get the blessing of God, you should
refer
pass
to me.
Through me. You should refer through me. At the beginning, he claimed that I'm the Bab, I'm the gate. After a while, he claimed that I'm the prophet, a new prophet, and Islam is done, is expired. I have a new religion.
Yes.
And then after a while, he claimed that I'm God himself. So this is the fake Irfan that we talked about in some other programs. So at the time of Sheikh al-Araqain, they had a lot of activities. And they want to get close to the authorities of Iran and Iraq. And Sheikh Abdul Hussein Tehrani, he used his power and he stopped them. He prevented this relationship. Because if they were successful to make this connection between Babi sect and the social and political authorities, they could take over these countries' belief. He used his power and prevent this connection. That was a great step to lead the society. You know, leading is not just something positive that you should do something.
Okay.
Sometimes you should prevent some problems and mistakes. So this is Babi. And after that, Baha'i sect was created by Mirza Hussein Ali Nuri.
Yes.
They were
Baha'u'llah, they say.
Yeah, they call him Baha.
Yes.
Yes, and they were derived from Babi sect. And again, first he claimed that I'm the Bab of Imam Zaman, and then Prophet, and then God, the same way that Ali Muhammad Shirazi.
So Sheikh al-Araqain confronted all of them.
And prevented them to be in power.
Yes.
Okay. Unless they could take the power in Iran and Iraq. Not just social power, maybe political power.
Yes.
When, and if you know, if our audience know, now their centers, both of them, Babi and Baha'i, is in Israel.
Yes.
In the city of Akka and city of Haifa, if I'm not wrong. Yes, Haifa and Akka. Yes. So it means that they had planned for Islam in order to ruin Islam. So this is great scholar knew that and stopped that.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
And this is truly the role that a Muslim scholar, a Shia Dua, must play in a society in order to defend the Islamic lands. Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, what about you? What about any more explanation about his struggles against deviation inside Muslim lands in Iran and Iraq?
Yes, one of the interesting points that could be added here is this, that if you want to know that how much important was the role of Abdul Hussein Tehrani against Baha'ism,
yes,
or Baha'i people, we have to look at their works, I mean Baha'i's books,
okay,
and Baha'i's works.
Very good.
As it is mentioned in their works, they actually spread a kind of hatred literature against him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, lots of, let's say, bad things are written
against him.
Okay. It shows that how much important
how influential he was.
As he was very much a smart, very clever alim and a scholar, that he prevented the king from visiting this one of the leaders of these Baha'is. Because, of course, it would give the Baha'is a good opportunity to spread their teachings. But, of course, this role that he played was really significant. And also, if we look at some of the works written by some of the Baha'is, they used bad words that they used against him.
Okay.
So it shows that he played his
because
role very significantly.
Because he destroyed them. I mean,
yeah,
he demolished the whole lineage of the Baha'is and Babis. Yeah. Over there, by the help of Amir Kabir, of course.
Yes.
We can say the on that time, somehow the first deputy of the Shah, Amir Kabir, was also against Baha'ism and Babism very much that time. That's all right. Okay, it was very kind of you. As we said, Sheikh Al-Araghain was really active and source of benefit for building schools. The rebuilding of the holy shrines of in Atabata Aliyat in Iraq was another outstanding struggle of Abdul Hussein Tehrani, mainly known as Sheikh Al-Araghain. About his demise, it is mentioned that it was Ramadan 22nd, 2086, according to the Hijri calendar. He passed away in the city of Al-Kadhimiyya, but his body was taken into the holy shrine of Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, Sultaniya Gate, and he was buried over there. This was the life account of Abdul Hussein Tehrani, mainly known as Sheikh Al-Araghain. We said that he was called Sheikh Al-Araghain because he was on that time, Iran and Iraq were called the Iraq of Ajam and Arab, okay? Two Iraq, so it was called Sheikh Al-Araghain. He was a source of benefit and a blessing for both countries on that time. Thank you much, Sheikh Fadai.
You're welcome.
And Sheikh Rouhani for a nice elaboration. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amal.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher. Mu'allim, teacher of all mankind. Us to be just and kind, and to feed the poor and hungry.
help the wafer and the orphan child, and to not be cruel and miserly. His speech was soft and gentle.